This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
That's the grossest thing you've ever said. You've said a lot of it. Have you ever... Okay, sorry. We're talking about foods, and we want you to text in on this thing, too. Are there foods that are just amazing, but then if you get too much of it, they're terrible?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I didn't think this was possible.
I've told you guys about eggs and chicken. When you get to the point of
there's such a
even
thing
just
as like
thinking about
chicken?
It. Yeah.
Eggs for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
but chicken.
Oh god, you're gonna make me gag. Like, have you ever like gone to like to an all inclusive place and you just keep going
no.
up and like
sorry.
Or like
that
okay,
can't afford.
How about the cheaper end of the scale? Like you stay at one of like the Comfort Inns that has the like continental breakfast in the morning.
They don't let you go up for seconds though. They keep
a
close eye on you.
Yeah, they do. You can keep
not
going
riff raff like us. They're on to us.
The nasty scrambled eggs are a little too runny.
Yeah.
Inside
yeah.
the chafing yeah. dish yeah. thing. And you're just like
I don't like this.
I don't like it either.
But I don't feel good.
It has the same thing with chicken.
Because it just starts like to like...
Yeah.
Because when you have kids, like you have to... like mm-hmm. It's not even eating it. Like you have to go up. It's like, oh, Noah, come with me. And it's like... Dur, dur, and you put like two mm-hmm. scoops of eggs on his plate and all he wants is the donuts and muffins and make your own waffle
yeah.
thing. And you're like, ugh. No, you got to have some of these eggs. And then Mia, come with me. And it's like... Dur, dur. And then... You know, your wife is there and you're like, I'll get you some. And like by the fifth time you're putting the big spoon in the eggs, you're just like, I will never eat an egg. I swear to God, I have not eaten a scrambled egg since I had kids.
Really?
No, that's
not even like on a sandwich, on a, like a breakfast sandwich?
No, I'll get a fried egg. I will not get a scrambled egg. It's so gross.
Yeah, the spoon, you start hearing it.
Then
look, when it digs in.
My God, Aaron, you're right. That is the food.
And then it
but chicken, it doesn't happen with chicken.
It does.
How?
It's like while you're chewing it, where you're just like, this
what?
Is... What?
If there was a 300 count of Chick-fil-A right here, I'd sit
that's
and
different.
Tell us. That's Chick-fil-A, chicken.
Chick-fil-A is different. You can't bring them into this.
Then what chicken are you talking about?
Just like, I mostly see it when like meal prepping, but it's just like...
Oh, never meal prep.
You gotta.
Yeah, no.
No, it
I can't go to Chick-fil-A for every meal.
No. I'm just saying, when I used to meal prep, then almost all food became... Maybe that's what you do it for, because you lose weight, because then you're scooping the 500 scoop of scrambled eggs, and you're like, I'm
so
never going to look
rice, at... So much rice, so much chicken.
So much like, the mixed veggies or whatever. You're like, you get to a point where you just can't. Oh my God. I think all food. Well, there's a tipping point.
For everything, for sure.
Yeah. I think so. We disagree on ranch. I like ranch. You hate ranch. But I will agree with you because I used to work at a snack shack at the pool back in high school.
Okay.
And we'd have to fill up, like, people would order just little baskets.
I can't wait to hear how you bring this home, buddy.
so we'd give them the little side of ranch and the little clear plastic
cup. Oh, the weird little,
cup,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes those would go out and we'd have to fill them. And then you would go in the back where the big vat of just ranch is with the big ladle. And you got to ladle it. Ugh. It's ranch is good in
like
a little
cream?
Bit. But once it's... No. I don't.
Well, see, I think I would be okay with the ranch.
The big
no,
vat?
You wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah. No.
But I love ranch. I like carry
do you like
it
sour cream?
I do.
Too much.
Let's stop doing this and let's
Chipotle?
Go over to Chipotle.
That's my favorite.
Oh my God, it's so like...
It's so runny. I love it.
When I've watched it... Oh,
I want extra.
I already don't like it, but I've been with people who do like it. They're like, oh, I love sour cream. And then it's like, they're like pointing, okay, I'll try the fajita veggies, and then I'll have the black beans, and then I'll do the sour cream, and they like dunk the punch bowl like ladle in there and go like... And they're like, no, stop! Because it's...
Oh, I love
it. It's exactly what you're describing with the ranch. It's...
Yeah.
Sour cream should be one... harder.
Mm. Yeah, a dollop.
You should put your food, a spoon in and go like, and have to like shake the spoon to get it off. But when it's like a Like it a just kids works. Project with Elmer's glue. It's just so.
It works better with the burrito. I don't know.
Is there any food you don't find gross, Slacker?
No, I'm just, okay. So let me say this. One of the things on this list says frosting. And I'm like, I don't think you can OD on frosting.
You can.
No, I couldn't.
Here's the thing. If I make the frosting, I don't think I can OD on it.
Because you don't like, what kind?
Cream cheese.
The cream cheese frosting? Yeah. But I thought there was another one you didn't like.
No, it's just cream cheese. Buttercream I can eat. Okay. So it's like, to me, it's just powdered sugar and like whatever. But like if you buy, this is what we were talking about just before we came on the air, because TX basically, if you buy like Betty Crocker frosting,
yeah.
Like when I got my first paycheck, I did like two things. I went and bought a set of Legos.
Nice.
And I went to a grocery store and I bought a package of chocolate frosting and a package of graham crackers. And I would just dip the frosting in there. And then eventually there was so much on my fingers that I just said, screw the graham crackers. And I just started like, my hands were, and I just started like forking, like using my hand to shove frosting in.
Why didn't you get a spoon?
Yeah. You went Winnie the Pooh mode?
Because I was already, like, you know.
Oh, bother.
Like when you've got frosting
it
in
gets,
your hands.
I don't like it when it gets under my nails.
It wasn't under my nails because it was just on the back of my...
No, it gets everywhere.
Trust me, it was not under my... I was licking
you
off...
You still have under there.
But there is a point then where that... You said the word.
It's the like, film. Yeah.
The lard component of the frosting.
It's just stuck.
It's just... And you're like...
Your mouth is coated.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Silly old bear.
What?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.